Our guest in the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener, Byron Chitwood. Byron, good morning.
Good morning to you.
You came across an article, interesting article in the Wall Street Journal. And we know a lot of times we hear that 40 is the new 30 and so forth. The name of this one is 19 is the new 60.
That's true.
Right. Yeah. Explain that.
Well, they made a study of a lot of juveniles, and they're just not getting any exercise. You know, buses take them to school or mothers take them to school. When I was a kid, Second World War, if a family was lucky, they had one car, and the breadwinner usually drove that to work.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have any gasoline, like 3 gallons a week. And if you had gasoline, you probably the tires weren't any good. So the kids walked to school, or they rode a bike, and after school was out, they had recess, you know, twice a day, and they played games. After school, they ran home, did their homework, and went out and played. And kids, when they don't have grown-ups organizing their game, they invent their own games, write their own rules, choose sides.
Used to do that.
Used to, and go after it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
you used to have sandlot gift.
Oh,
football, baseball
you see,
on weekends.
You will see kids out playing basketball on their own, but I don't ever see any kids playing baseball on their own, or really even football on their own.
Right. You know?
So
you don't see it anymore.
And just to see them out playing in general, you don't see it all that much. And of course, there's the video games and the smartphones and all the rest of it. So the idea here is to, and this may be a long shot, Byron, but the idea is to encourage them to get started in gardening.
Yeah, they've just got to have an interest in it, and if you grow up with it, you'll like it. You know, so it's kind of going to be up to the mothers and daddies to get the youngsters, or the teachers, to get the youngsters started gardening.
But there is, you say, a junior master gardeners program.
Yes, there is. And here in Commerce, they're pretty active. One of the teachers at one of the schools is very active in gardening.
Elementary school?
Yeah.
Age kids?
Maybe middle school.
Okay. Yeah, you got to start them young. If you try to start them in high school or college, forget about it. But if you get them started in elementary school or maybe middle school, I think you got a chance. We're talking with Hunt County Master Gardener Byron Chitwood, and he came across an article in the Wall Street Journal called 19 is the New 60 about the fact that young kids and even kids on up into their teenage years, unless they're athletes, just not getting the exercise that they should.
Yeah, and they finally concluded that kids at 19 aren't getting any more exercise and aren't any better shape than a 60-year-old.
Wow, that's kind of scary, isn't it?
It is.
And I see some evidence of that.
Yeah,
now, you have another thought, though. You would like to say 85 is the new 60.
Right.
Because you're 85 years old. I can't believe that.
I'm 85. I don't take any medication.
You look like you go 10 rounds some guy.
My wife and I walk, you know, maybe a mile and a half every morning. And I'm carrying 2 10-pound weights, pumping those all the way. So that gives me some strength in my upper part of my body and the walking in the lower part.
But
then
the gardening,
when you garden, you're stooping and you're bending and you're shoveling or doing something at all times. You got to stay after those weeds. Never let them get ahead of you.
Boy,
they'll eat you alive.
Yeah. So the idea also promote gardening for older folks.
Yes.
It's a way of getting exercise and staying young.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have one old elderly fellow that's 92 years old, World War II veteran, and he started gardening a few years back. You know, and I said, start small. Do not try to plant your whole yard in a garden because you'll get tired of it in a hurry. See, I think he's got maybe a 4 by 10 or 12 foot garden space, and he grows onions and he grows tomatoes. And he said, what can I grow for the fall this year? You're big on fall gardening. I said, thought about it, and I said, everybody loves greens, especially in this end of the country, and they don't get good greens. I said, grow mustard greens. They're prolific. Bugs don't bother them, and they're delicious, and you won't have any trouble giving your surplus away.
Byron Chitwood, Hunt County Master Gardener, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
You betcha.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.